Good afternoon, Exotic Chat. This is Emily.
Oh, hi, Emily. Dot speaking. I was in on Tuesday with my budgie banjo and talking about reintroducing them. Like, I've got two babies and two parents, not the same, two babies that belong to the same parents, sorry. But I was wanting to do a trial of putting them all together, and I've done it. Oh, my God, nerve-wracking stuff. My question is, can I just leave them now? Like, if we seem good, I don't have to pull them out overnight for a slow
introduction? I don't know. Like, are you still having to supplement feed these guys?
No.
Anything like that?
No. Everybody's all good. So I came to make sure Banjo, because he's quite bald, was healthy. And Vanessa, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. She said, no, he's all good. You can put them all together. And I just thought, you just put them together and not pull them out at night? You just leave them together once they're together? I know that's a really stupid question maybe, but I'm just nervous.
Yeah, I mean, look, I just, if they're all feeding, you're not having to supplement feed them or heat or anything like that. They're not in a brooder or anything. And they all seem to be getting along is the main thing. I think with Banjo, I was just concerned over whether it's anxiety or anything like that could be triggering the feather picking. Is that right?
Yeah. So
we all thought
changes like Vanessa,
like that can trigger it to come back, if not worse. So I just keep an eye on him and how he goes with the introduction of everybody, because there'll be a hierarchy change and everything like that.
Yes.
Keep a close eye on him. If anyone looks like they're picking on anyone, then you'll need to separate them. But if they all seem to be coexisting okay, then I think you'll be all right to keep them together.
Leaving them overnight. Cool. Okay, thank you. Just needed a little extra confidence.
No, that's all good. You have a good afternoon. Keep safe in the storms.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
That's okay. Bye.
Bye.